For the first time ever, team selections for players with Down syndrome in Ireland. This is a milestone for sport development in Ireland and the result of 18 months of deliberations between the FAI, Down Syndrome Ireland, and SENIA, who creates awareness around sport for Down syndrome. What does this all mean? Does it mean we're going to the World Cup? Does it mean we're going to the Euros? We're going to find out now, because the director of Ability Counts of the football programme is Gary Zambra. He joins me on the line now. Gary, good evening.
Hi, Darla.
How are you doing, my man? And you thought that song was being played just for you.
I think that was wishful thinking on my behalf.
Well, listen, now we won't get into that. I said to you off air that I was excited about this because I've done a lot of work in the past around Down syndrome. Talk to me about what this exciting thing is. Are we going to be getting players with Down syndrome to go out and do their thing and fulfil their dreams?
Well, that is the ultimate ambition. We're starting off there with a blank canvas here, right? We have no idea what the ability or the quantity of players with Down syndrome are in the country. So we're starting off and we've got four what we're calling talent days to invite people who have men or women over 16 who have Down syndrome, who do play football, to come along and see what the standard is like and see, you know, the number of players that are actually there. Now, if we don't make it this time, there are games, it's for all the world, like a World Cup next year in Turkey. If we can't quite make a side for then, at least we hope to start a pathway where we can identify the players and give them something maybe at a local level that we can then build into maybe a regional level and then into a national level.
Sounds so exciting, and it really is. I know my mother worked many years ago as a paediatric nurse with children with Down syndrome, and she absolutely loved them all. And she always said, yes, they might be special, but you know what? They have a place in society and they have a lot of value to give. And this is a great platform and a great way for them to have a bit of fun, go out there, throw on the green jersey, and you never know, they might achieve more than their senior counterparts.
They might, like, you know, we'd like to think that we could both achieve the same goal. Now, as I said, we're starting at a slight little disadvantage in the sense that Mick McCarthy has his recruiters and he has his scouts, and anyone who can qualify for Ireland, he's, you know, getting on the case to see if he can play for us. We actually don't know anybody at the moment. Now, when I say anybody, what I'm saying is that we're not aware there could be hundreds of players who will qualify. There could be very few players that are qualified. And I said, that's the reason for these talent days, so that people can come along and we can see what the standard is and help to raise that standard. Now, whether we can raise it to international level in a few months is a big challenge, but at least we can make a start.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're all aware of the great achievements of young people in the Special Olympics. And I suppose my memory goes back to the Special Olympics that were held in Dublin, and I'll never forget Arnold Schwarzenegger coming out, "I'll be back," and all the rest. But we have great athletes, we have great young people in this country that have special needs. And I don't like that term, really. Look, we're all the same. We're all human. But it's great to see that, you know, the opportunities that are there. And now yourselves and the FAI are coming together with Down Syndrome Ireland to give these young people an opportunity to go out and fulfil their ambition, fulfil their dreams. It's all about having fun. But if you get to the Trisome Games next year in Turkey, well, it'll be a little bit of competitive action as well. And look, we can get our scouts out there and we can claim our players. You just want to give them the opportunity. And this is why we're giving a shout out now to the 4 days that are coming on from the 10th of October right through to the 7th of November. I'll give the dates and times in a minute. But it's just a great, you know, empowerment to give our young people a chance to go out there. Don't let disability get in the way of success.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like what you've said there, that, you know, they've got so much to offer. Look, the chance to play for your country is the greatest achievement that you could ever get. What we're trying to do is that give another strand of football players that opportunity. Like, we have homeless football, amputee football, We've got cerebral palsy football. Obviously, then we've got, you know, a mainstream football. We're just trying to put another string to the bow here and give people the opportunity, you know, to represent the country. When I go to the Aviva, I always get, you know, hairs on the back of my neck when I hear the national anthem. Can you imagine what it would be like to be part of it? You know, to be on the coaching staff or to have, you know, somebody playing on the pitch. That would, you know, magnify that feeling 100 times. And that's our ultimate aim. Whether it happens, you know, in 2020, we're hoping that we'll get there eventually anyway. But in the meantime, if it doesn't happen, we hope to draw, you know, we awareness to the fact that there are players out there with Down syndrome who might be good enough to play in mainstream football, you know, and that will give them a huge advantage when it comes to competing, you know, in national competitions. But as I said there before, we just don't know. And so we're hoping that we get a great response and that we, at the end of it, that we'll be able to say, identify that there are, you know, so many footballers out there with Down syndrome.
Well, now, Gary, you mentioned something very, very profound, and it's that sense of when you're in the Aviva Stadium and you hear the national anthem. Now, I've been a singer for many, many years. I was struck down with an illness 3 years ago, multiple sclerosis, which is a disability. I thought my singing career was finished. This day last year, I had the opportunity of performing the national anthem with the Barrack Street Band in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, a historic occasion for the Liam Miller tribute match, which was all about football. It was Man United and a Republic of Ireland selection. And I can tell you, you know, to be given an opportunity for somebody to show belief in you means an awful lot. It meant an awful lot to me. And for these young people out there to know that, listen, the FAI, Down Syndrome Ireland, there's a whole plethora of people here want to give you the opportunity. Don't feel embarrassed about what you got, because it doesn't matter at the end of the day. If you can kick a ball, you could very well be representing Ireland next year in Turkey, and who knows where after that. I just think it's a great movement of empowerment and of belief.
It is indeed, and wouldn't it be great if we were speaking this time next year, having come back from the games, having had the first Down Syndrome Ireland team, you know, play in a world competition. Wouldn't that be great for all those that would be involved? And like, not just the players, like, you know, but the staff, the volunteers, everybody, you know, everyone that would be involved, it would give them a huge lift and a huge boost, like, if we could pull that off, like, you know.
I think it would be just incredible. It really, really would. And we'd give the whole country a lift as well, which is what it's all about. Now, there are 4 days coming up of football trials. The first one is on the 10th of October. It's a Thursday at Villa Football Club in Waterford. And that's on between 7 and 8:30 p.m. Then on the following Thursday, the 17th, you're going to be in Blarney United in Cork from 7 to 8:30 as well. The following Thursday, you're making the arduous journey all the way to Knocknacarra in Galway, a place I know well, Knocknacarra United, between 7 and 8:30. And then the following Thursday, you're going to be in Dublin, in Malahide United, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And it's just an opportunity to come along, go out there, kick a ball, show what you can do. Nobody's there to judge you. But with a little bit of luck and a little bit of training, a little bit of practice, a little bit of inspiration, that green jersey could be flying high and the world is your oyster. Isn't that the case?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The just one minor little thing. The Malahide one is the 7th of November, because the Thursday that follows on after Galway is Halloween. So we just pushed it out a week, like, you know.
And of course, the Thursday after, of course, is also Brexit Day as well. So we couldn't be having trials on that day, could we?
we don't know whether we could be celebrating or commiserating on that day, like, you know.
Listen, it won't matter one darn thing, because for all these kids out there, and no, I know they have to be 16 and over, but for them to be given this opportunity, I think this is going to take off, Gary. I know you're saying you're not sure how many are out there. I think once the word goes out, and we'll put a podcast of the show out and we'll share it on social media. I think once the word gets out there that, listen, there's an opportunity here to put on a green jersey and get proper recognition for what you do, I think this is going to take off. I think you're going to be overrun.
That's good to hear. That's encouraging.
And I know that Mick McCarthy is only on a 2-year contract. So maybe when Stephen Kenny takes over, Mick might want to get involved in a more successful team.
that would be great, like, you know. I mean, and I think we like, it's important that we do have the backing from the FAI here. They have a lot of demands on their time, and they are the people who are hosting these events for us. They're using their people, their local people, to help us to identify the talent, like, you know. So, you know, we've got goodwill, and anybody that we've approached have been very enthusiastic. The clubs for offering their facilities, you know, we can't speak highly of them. And the one thing that all of these clubs have in common is that they have football for all teams. So they have teams with people with pan disabilities. They cater for them. So they're already, if you like, in the groove already in relation to people with disabilities.
And I suppose the important thing to remember here as well, and to mention, Gary, that this is open to all genders. This is not just gender specific.
That's right. It's open to, well, in their case, it would be men and women, you know. And another point just to bear, although it's kind of 16 and over, you know, if we get this off the ground, well, those people who are under 16 at the moment, they might only be 7, 8, 9 and 10. That's something for them to aspire to in the future. There would be a pathway there, because I'm hoping, and we're hoping, that if there's enough interest, that we'll be able to have Down syndrome players playing regularly all over the country, and then maybe, as I said, inter-regional, and then leading into national teams, like, you know.
I really believe that you're going to be overrun. And when you mentioned the younger children as well to come along, this is, you know, if it really takes off, you could probably set up a league system, you know, over a weekend, a super league system, with the different clubs from the different parts of the country to come together and have one great weekend. But it's something to aspire to get onto the senior panel. And, you know, I'm delighted that they're both genders are involved, because all we have to do there some years ago was look at our ladies' rugby. They were able to do what the men couldn't do. So should I say more?
Yeah, yeah. And with 2020 next year, wouldn't it be appropriate if there was a girl or two on the team?
I think it would be just fantastic. Well, look, Gary, for anybody that wants to get involved, you can go online and register for a Talent Day visit. You can go into fai.com/DSTalentDaysReg/.ie, or you can contact Senya, and it's Tessa Van Heerden there. Contact Tessa.Senya, that's T-S-E-N-Y-A @gmail.com. That's Sporting Events for the Disabled. We'll have all the information up on our social media platforms. But Gary, anything we can do between now and then, and let us know how you're getting on, and if you want someone to sing the anthem, I'm your man. But listen, the very best of luck, and I think it's going to be fantastic.
Well, we'll bear that in mind, Dara, and thanks very much, and thanks for your support. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Really appreciate it, Gary. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And there was Gary Zambra. You know, it's not often you get to talk about inspiring things, but, you know, I think this is going to be fantastic. I did an event years ago for Down Syndrome Ireland in Dublin, and I met a lot of the young people there. And you know what? They wouldn't but touch your heart. And I meet them every year over in Lourdes as well. And it's great to know that there's an opportunity for them to go out and achieve what they can achieve and what they can believe in. And so, guys, give it a shot. Give it a go. You can also go on to fai.ie/domestic/Down Syndrome Ireland Talent Day Football Registration. And who knows, we could be winging our ways next year to Turkey. I always wanted to go to Turkey. The Trisome Games 2020, from the 31st of March to the 7th of April, hosting teams with Down syndrome from over 50 countries in 8 sports. There you go.